Okay, hello, this is EAH Podcast, but this time only with Mia Young.
And Ian Roy.
And today we're going to do a poetry podcast of the poem The Garden of Love by William Blake. Here it goes. I went to the Garden of Love and saw what I had never seen. A chapel was built in the midst where I used to play on the green.
And the gates of the chapel were shut, and the shall not writ over the door. So I turned to the Garden of Love that so many sweet flowers bore.
And I saw it was filled with graves, and tombstones where flowers should be, and priests in black gowns were walking with their rounds, and binding with prayers my joys and desires.
So right off the bat, we got a heavy theme of growing up, because the speaker is coming back to this place. He's coming back to the Garden of Love. And we know this because in the first stanza, he says, where I used to play on the green. And given that, and the kind of heavy themes of religion, we kind of started to tie them into each other. So kind of one of our first big question is, how does religion and growing up kind of tie into one of another? And we started to see tones kind of more dark, kind of with saying black and graves and tombstones over where flowers used to be and all these like pretty things used to be. So we're starting to kind of play with the themes of a kind of negative sentiment towards religion.
Yeah. And I found it interesting that in the first stanza, the fourth line, where he said, where I used to play, so you obviously get a sense of the author's or the narrator's past. And he says, play on the green, which you kind of like, you picture, you know, like a nice field, like you don't picture.
Yeah, and only kids play.
Yeah.
So we know he was a kid at this time.
Yeah, of course.
So he's probably an adult now.
Right. And then, yeah, he adds a lot of negative connotations towards this now. Like towards the chapel specifically, because he mentions the chapel multiple times. And so that makes us think that this is definitely a reflection of his thoughts towards religion. And he said that so many sweet flowers bore, like before it was this, you know, when he was a child, this is what he saw. You know, he didn't understand the effects that religion had on somebody, that he didn't understand the restraints of religion. So when he was young, he saw it as, you know, there's nothing wrong. This is like how it's supposed to be.
Right.
You know, kind of like, what is it?
Naive?
Yeah, naive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, completely naive to it. And now as he's growing up, he goes, you know, he goes back to the chapel. He goes back to, like,
Garden of Love. Whatever,
yeah.
Whatever his play area was, and he sees this stone chapel built over it. Stone chapel. I can't pronounce that word. But he sees a stone chapel. I think the chapel is a little bit more metaphoric because he uses tombstones over flowers as well.
Mm-hmm.
I see those as just like broad ways to represent religion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's built over green grass.
Right.
You know, this natural thing. This is the natural world. These are human-made things built over the natural world.
Right.
I think he's kind of drawing a point of, like, religion working against itself. Religion not really doing what it's supposed to.
Yeah, of course.
And the priests in black gowns, that was very heavy to me because he says, and the last line was, and binding with briars my joys and desires.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that just seems like restraint.
Yeah, of course. The word binding just makes me think of definitely restraint and almost like regulations that religion has placed on, like, families and society in general. And like their joy and desires, like the religion in general. I think it's interesting how he doesn't really specify. Like a chapel can be.
A chapel is a. I looked it up. It is.
Does it qualify
for a small building for Christian worship?
Christian.
Typically ones attached to an institution of a private or a private house.
Okay.
So I don't think he's taking a shot directly at Christians.
No.
Probably more just organized religion in general.
No, because there's no mention of God or any higher power.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't think he's taking a shot at God. Instead, like, he seems to argue that just religion has lost its way by becoming too focused on, like, the
rules.
The rules, yeah.
Yeah, like restricting natural life, the natural world.
Of course.
We're building over the natural world.
Right.
I don't even see anything in here that would signify that he's not religious.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he has a problem with how probably modern religious has evolved into something that he just doesn't see
right.
as like what God would want.
Or exactly. Whatever.
Maybe not what God. Well, just how things should be.
Yeah.
So, one of our questions was, how does the last line cement the theme of the poem? And binding with briars my joys and desires, the very heavy line that mm-hmm. we just spoke about. I think it just reiterates the restraint and the kind of binding. Binding is holding,
yeah.
holding down, holding back almost,
mm-hmm.
you know, containing.
Yeah.
It's not just like holding together. It's mm-hmm. like it's like almost like capturing.
Yeah.
It really adds some like negative connotations on the religion he's talking about.
Yeah, it just puts many, we've used this word so many times, but like restraints on people, because that's like, I feel like that's the most important way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Like
probably the biggest theme in this is the restraint of religion and the control, the controlment of
the control.
Yeah.
And like even in this poem, we see how it's kind of, he kind of affiliates it with like very negative, you know, like tombstones and like death and, you know, not allowing people in, like, thou shall not, like, written over the door, and, like, the doors are closed now, you know, like, it's, they have, like, it's almost, like, strict now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, thou shall not.
You have to have certain qualifications in order to be a part of that chapel or a part of this religion, Christianity in general.
Yeah, I think that's a really important line. And the gates of the chapel were shut, and thou shall not. Writ over the door. It doesn't say thou shall not kill. It doesn't say thou shall not whatever.
Just thou shall not.
It just says thou shall not. That kind of sentiment that they've been, you know, forcing rules. Like, when, how can you tell like a human how to conduct their life?
Right. You can't what? Like, you just can't like do. There's just so many things that you can't do anymore in order to be considered Christian, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think another. A good word for a theme would be counterproductive, like the religion's working against itself. You know, a lot of religions talk about how the world was given to us as a gift, and the fact that he's talking about a chapel,
thank you,
being built over, you know, natural land or where he used to play,
right.
and the tombstones where flowers should be. It's kind of, you know, talking about how they're, you know, we've been given this world. Why are you building over it?
Exactly.
Who told
exactly.
you to do that?
It's a bunch – it's just like – it's almost like you know how people take the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible was a man – like written by humans, you know. Mm-hmm. It was like not necessarily – I don't want to say made up because that's a very like
that's
bold
a,
statement.
Yeah, that's a very
so I'm not gonna, say that. I'm not going to say that. But people read the Bible and they take what they want out of it. You know, they interpret it in their own ways.
Interpret, yeah.
Exactly. Which is not exactly what they intended, you know, what the writer or who, however the Bible was created, what that intended.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the same thing, like creating these man-made things over natural lands, natural, like beautiful, like flowers are like a very beautiful symbol. And, like to put like our ugly tombstones, like crushing them, like on top of that, it's just, it like resembles the same thing that religion does.
All right. So to wrap things up, I think our overall theme would be that organized religion is counterproductive to their main message, and they add restraints and rules which bind down love and a lot of other things that are just natural in our way of life.
Right. Natural to humans.
Natural to humans, natural to the world.
They're restricting us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to another
Quickie.
Shortened EAH podcast with Mia Young.
And Ian Roy. Chiz daddy.
All right.
Get home soon.
We're done here.